This is Kapila Sagara Sutta Milan. Bhagavan Kapila Sagara Sutta Milan. The meeting of Bhagavan Kapila Dev and the sons of King Sagar. Once a king named Sagar, he became the emperor of the earth. And he decided to perform an Ashwamedha Yajna. His Kula Guru, his family guru, Purohit, Aurava Muni, A-U-R-V-A, he was conducting the Ashwamedha Yajna, but as usual, while he was doing the Yajna, Indra came and stole the sacrificial horse. The sons of Sagar looked for the horse, and they found him near the ashram of Kapila Muni. They said, "Here's the guy that stole a father's horse. What's he doing with his eyes closed? He's just trying to hide from us. We should kill this undeserving person." So these 60,000 sons of King Sagar, they attacked Kapila Muni with weapons. He opened his eyes, and they all died. Though some people say they different reasons why they die. But the acharyas say that because they made saroninda, Sagar's sons committed saroninda, they got a reaction, and the fire from their own bodies burned their bodies to ashes. So one other son of Sagar's name was Asamanjasa, and his son was Amshuman. And so King Sagar's grandson, he also began to search for the sacrificial horse which Indra had ripped off. And he came to Kapiladeva's ashram and saw a pile of ashes that were his cousin brothers. He was a little smarter, a little more sattvic. So Prince Amshuman, he said, "Oh, Supreme Soul of all living entities, I'm free from lust just by seeing you." Lord Kapila was happy with the humble approach and prayers of Amshuman, so he enlightened him. He said, "This is the horse your grandfather is searching for. Take it. Your forefathers are burned to ashes, but if they contact the Ganga River, they can get liberated." The horse is returned. Then King Amshuman, he went to perform austerities for a long time to bring about the descent of Ganga. But he and his son were also unsuccessful, and finally his grandson, King Bhagiratha, he also did severe austerities. Ma Ganga said, "What do you want? I'll give you whatever benediction you want." And Bhagiratha said, "Listen, O Devi, can you please come to this earth and liberate my ancestors, these 60,000 sons of King Sagar?" Ganga Devi said, "Yes, but I am so powerful and so heavy, who will catch me when I fall? I come with so much force, that when I hit the earth, I'll bore right through it and go out the other side. And the second point, the reason I don't want to come to this earth planet, there are all kinds of sinful people bathe in my waters to become purified, and I'll be burdened with all these sinful reactions." So King Bhagiratha said, "Listen, the sadhus who are saintly and pure, whenever they bathe in you, they'll assume the sinful reactions that have been dumped in your waters. And because they're always meditating on God and serving the Lord, then the Paramatma within their hearts will vanquish all those sins. So neither the Ganga nor the sadhus will become infected by the sins of those people. But indeed, the people that bathe in Ganga, indirectly by that bath and directly by the mercy of God and sadhus, Guru and Sadhu, will become free from their sins." And then King Bhagirath, he can understand that if Shiva is powerful enough to catch the Ganga falling to earth, so he did austerities and pleased him and asked him if he could do that. And he said, "Tatastu, yes, I will." So he caught the Ganga. And then King Bhagiratha brought the Ganga to Sagar's ashram, to Kapila's ashram, the water touched the ashes of his ancestors, the sons of King Sagar, and they got Swargamukti. So Shukadev concludes, if someone worships Ganga with love and devotion, he gets such a wonderful result. It's an interesting verse that the King Bhagiratha, that he argued with Ganga Mata when she said, listen, all these sinful people bathe me and I don't want to take on all their sinful reactions when they take Ganga Snan, Pavitra Snan. And King Bhagiratha said in 9th Canto 9:6, Sri Bhagiratha Vacha, Sadavo Nasina Santa Pramishta Lokapavanaha Harantyagham Tenga Sangat Teshvaste Yaga Biddari. He said, listen, the sadhus, the saintly persons, sadhus and sannyasis, the saintly persons and vairagis and sannyasis, they're shanta, they're peaceful, free from material disturbances, and they're nishta in Brahman. They're fixed in the Brahman. They're expert in following yama, niyamas, and nisheda of the shastras, vidhi nisheda. And loka pavana, they're always purifying, pavan, all the people of the world. Haranti agam. And by their shiksha and their association, they haranti agam, like agasura, agam. Haranti, they take away, they remove all the reactions of sinful life, of the conditioned souls. Anga sangat. Those who are saintly because of bhakti. And our sannyasis or sadhus, free from material desires, who are pure devotees, expert in following Vedic regulations, are always glorious and pure in behavior. They can deliver all fallen souls. When these devotees bathe in your water, Ganga Devi, the sinful reactions that you have accumulated from other people bathing within you will certainly be counteracted. And how do these great devotees counteract it? Because Agavit Hari, Teshu Aste Agavit Hari. Because within the hearts of these sadhus is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who can vanquish all sinful reactions. So because the saintly devotees carry Krishna within their heart, they cleanse the holy places of all sinful reactions. If a sannyasi, when one sees a Vaishnava, even a sannyasi, he should immediately offer respects to such a holy man. If one forgets to show respect, one must observe a fast for that day. This is a Vedic injunction. One must be extremely careful to refrain from committing offenses at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava devotee or a saintly person. So sometimes the question is asked, if someone surrenders to a guru and takes diksha, that the guru takes away the sinful reactions of the disciple. Well, how does he do that? Because he's carrying Agavid Dhari. He's carrying Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the destroyer of Agasura, who can vanquish all sinful activities. He's carrying him in the heart. Vaishnava Govinda Vishram, Vaishnava Ridaya Govinda Vishram. Lord Govinda is resting Vishram in the hearts of the Vaishnavas. So that's how they purify. They initiate someone, and not all their sins, but a good portion of their sins are digested by the Guru. He accepts them, and then Krishna within the Guru's heart digests them and eliminates those sins, a large portion. So a devotee can undergo the process of sadhana bhajan and get purified anarta nivritti. Shrudev Goswami says in 999, he says that he glorifies Ganga. Rather, 9910. Bhagirata Sarajarshir Ninye Bhuvana Pavanim. Ninye Bhuvana Pavanim. The Ganga, Mother Ganga, can purify the entire world. Om Bhur Bhuvaswa. Bhuvana Pavanim. Mother Ganga can deliver the entire universe. That's how powerful and glorious is Ma Ganga. Ganga Maharani Ki, Gange, Gange, Gange. And in text 13, Shukamuni says, Basme Mutanga Sangena Swaryata Sagaratmaja Kimpuna Shadaya Devim Sevante Jedritavrata. Simply by touching the Ganga water to their burned ashes, the sons of Sagar were elevated to the heavenly planets. They got Swarga Mukti, which is a type of mukti. Therefore, Shukadeva says, what wonderful benefit and result can a devotee obtain who worships Mother Ganga faithfully with a determined vow? One can only imagine the benefit that such a devotee will gain. Puna Shradaya Devim Sevante Dritavrata. Then why is Ganga so powerful? And Shukadeva answers that question. Text 14. Nayetat Param Ascharyam Sadhu Swardunya Yarihoditam Ananta Charanam Boja Pasuttaya Vavachida. Because Mother Ganga emanated from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anantadev, she is able to liberate one from material bondage. Ananta Charanam Boja. Therefore, whatever is described about the Ganga is not at all amazing. Prabhupada says in the purport, practically one can see that someone every day bathes in Ganga and worships her. He keeps very good health and gradually becomes a Vishnu Bhakta. Such is the effect of bathing in Ganga. All the Shastras recommend that one by bathing in Ganga, one will certainly become completely freed of sinful reactions. Example is the sons of Maharaj Sagar. So that's the story of the kings of Sagar. The sons of Sagar liberated by the Ganga. Ganga Mata Ki Jai.